A chat about all things Idaho wheat with Blaine Jacobson, Executive Director of the Idaho Wheat Commission, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
The test weights are coming in between 61 and 62 across the state. We don't have an overall yield per acre yet. We've been told by elevators that in southeast and south central Idaho, that yields are about the same as the five-year average. And this is both winter and wheat, you know, so it would assume that winter would be more and spring would be less. Then in northern Idaho and southwest Idaho, the overall yields are down about 10%. You know, that's, again, an average. The winter crop would have been holding its own, but...
They're down 10% from a bumper year?
They're down 10% from the five-year average. Everything is off from the bumper year last year. Your report from Magic Valley might be an anomaly. There are some growers out there that had a bumper harvest again this year, but as an average, we're not matching up to last year's crop. Last year was a big crop, but protein was down. This year it's back more to average, but the protein is up, which is good.
Something that's on a lot of people's mind is, are there any evidences of falling numbers?
No, not anywhere throughout the state. All of the numbers are high 300s, even in the low 400s. I haven't heard anywhere from any place in the state any reports of low falling numbers.
The industry standard for key overseas customers is 300. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.